that all began with the phrase, "Have you ever?" which is overly strident right out of the gate, and said, "Have you ever drank alone? Have you ever drank in the morning? Have you ever had a blackout? Have you ever had a DUI? Have you ever had trouble at home because of drinking? Have you ever had trouble at work because of drinking?" 30 "have you ever" questions, which I contend, they just say check yes or check no. And I contend these are essay questions. These are questions that beg for an explanation. And you know, we laugh here tonight a little bit, and we laugh knowingly. And our book says that cheerfulness and laughter make for usefulness. What I want you to know, especially if you're new, I know the others of you do, that as Jeff shared last night and had us, you know, I mean, there's with a depth of story that had a lot of laughter in it, and there'll be some laughter here, but none of this was funny while it was happening. None of this is funny in the moment. But we get the unique opportunity to look back at our lives through the perspective of today's sobriety and can see the absurdity of life as I was living it. So when our book says that I'm a guy that can't differentiate the true from the false, my alcoholic life seems the only normal one. And I look back today and I go, how could that have ever looked normal? How could I have ever been able to convince myself that this is normal? How could I ever convince these multiple DUIs and total six automobiles? I was at a meeting, it's been now about 3 or 4 years ago, it's a beginner's meeting, and I'm sitting next to a guy, I knew he was brand new, I didn't recognize him for being there before, and he was unhappy to be there. I could tell he was surly. So I engaged him in conversation pre-meeting, I said, "Man, what brings you here?" And he said, "I got a DUI for having a broken tail light." And I get that. And he believed it. I said, "I don't believe you, brother, but I believe you believe it." And I said, "I believe you got pulled over for having a broken tail light, and you got a DUI for being drunk." But I understand that thinking. In my home group, we call it alcologic. So how could this life I'm living ever look normal to me? You know, back in the back of the book in Freedom from Bondage, she talks about rationalization. And she describes rationalization as giving a socially acceptable explanation for socially unacceptable behavior. And she says, what can this be but insanity? There's a description of insanity. And I'm regularly, for a long time, trying to give a socially acceptable explanation of my behavior to the people in my life. And the last few years before I got to AA, I am having to give myself an explanation. I'm trying to find an explanation that I can tell me about me that will help me live with the man I'd become, doing the things I was doing. And to do that, you've got to find your problem out here. The problem has to be external, when in fact in Alcoholics Anonymous, you have fully convinced me that my problem is an internal condition. The problem is inside, the solution is inside. You know, there's a story told by a Sufi master, but with my accent, it just doesn't feel right to talk like a Sufi master. So I have repurposed this story. That's my favorite Food Channel saying now. I've repurposed this ingredient, and it's just some Tennessee rednecks, you know. And got an old boy who has comes out of his house. He's lost the keys to his truck. And he can't find the keys to his pickup truck, and he's crawling around in the front yard looking for the keys. And a couple of his buddies drive by in their truck, and they ask him what happened, and he tells them, and they jump out, and they help him start looking for his keys. And pretty soon, there's another group that comes by, and before you know it, there's 8, 10, 12 guys all looking for the keys to his truck, and they are painstakingly going through every blade of grass looking for these keys. And finally, one of them asked him, "Where were you when you lost the keys?" And he said, "I was in the house." And they said, "What are we doing looking out here?" And he said, "Well, the light's so much better out here." And I will tell you that that's what I've done in my life. I am looking out here because the light's better, and I will tell you